Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do? Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, Friday we were feeling really good. Ken had issued his guarantee. The kids in Sheffield were losing their minds. They're absolutely loving it. The kindergartner, who was the woman who called up? It was Heather. Heather, the kindergarten teacher over there in Sheffield. Here was the call.
Guys, do you want Ken to guarantee a win for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Heather.
Guarantee a win.
You don't.
Nobody else. You, Ken. We need to hear it right now. Five-year-old.
Let's go.
I can't turn down the
keys. Let's go.
I guarantee a win.
Let's go.
I guarantee a win. I guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders.
I guarantee.
Yes!
I guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders.
Now, they ended up not beating the Raiders.
In fact,
after that after that came out, we got new information that the two best players for the Raiders were not going to play in that game. Davante Adams, you might have heard of him. Max Crosby, who is as good as anybody this year, he did not play in that game either.
I think Max Crosby's a top 10 player to the other players in the NFL. I think like he was in the top, I think he was 10th in the NFL top 100. So I will never, ever be making another guarantee ever again.
Yeah, so that's the question today. Can Ken confidently say what he just said, or do you think Kenny will just renege on this and get caught up in the emotion of the moment again, like even later this year? Like if the Browns have a 2-game winning streak, will there be a guarantee the following week?
No guarantee of the Browns or no guarantee of anything.
It took me four. I don't think I'll guarantee anything. I don't think I'll guarantee anything.
Because I don't believe you can hold back from that.
It took me 4 years to even consider guaranteeing again.
And then you just started guaranteeing away.
What about for the Guardians?
No, God, no, no. I'm not going to put the Maloik on them.
Two seed in the playoffs?
No, hell no. I'm not going to put, no, Surrey, absolutely not. And not on the Cavs either. They didn't do anything to deserve this. Neither the Guardians or Cavs did anything to deserve any of that. That ain't going to happen. No, not a chance. I won't guarantee another game possibly coming up on November 3rd between two people on this show.
Oh.
I ain't going to guarantee that. I'll tell you that now.
I'll take one of those, please.
It's over. And the reason it's over, if this microphone would work, damn it. The reason it is over is because you can get an old lady to call me up. I'm not going to guarantee her. You can get a nice old man to call me up. Ain't going to guarantee them. Once I've guaranteed children and let children down, there's no guarantee I'm willing to make anymore. That's it. I've let down the one group of individuals you don't want to ever let down. You don't want to let down kids. And the only thing I can do to make myself sort of feel better was to tell them at the very beginning of the show today that life is a series of disappointments. Get used to it and take a lesson from this and learn to enjoy the good times. Right now, you are a child. Learn to enjoy this time because someday you're going to grow up and you're going to have a mountain of responsibilities and there's going to be a lot of things that are terrible. Like children go through this moment where your life is fun with little spots of obligation, and you wish that you were old, and then you become a grown-up, and all of a sudden you realize life is just nonstop obligation with little bits of fun interspersed in between, and you can never go back there. You can never, ever, ever, ever go back to childhood ever again. There's nothing. You get like weeks off at a time, like when you go on vacation, and even that's not even true. Even that's not even there. The retirement commercials that you see up there where there's old people hang gliding and sailing and painting and pictures in the woods, that's all fake too. Most people just want to be tired and left alone and maybe go on a walk with their dog every now and then. That's it. So to all those little kids out there in Sheffield, like, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that what happened, and I wish I could do anything I could for them to win that football game for you yesterday. But there's nothing I could do. Okay? Sorry about it. 216-474-0092. Hopefully they don't even remember. That's all I got to say about that. There's no more guarantees anymore.
So we've talked mostly about the offense today.
You're worried about the defense, too.
Yeah, the defense. Man, I could make the argument that defense was a bigger problem yesterday, especially considering who you were going up against, and that it seemed, again, like you went up against a team that knew your defensive tendencies and exploited them. We saw that last year at times with Schwartz, obviously in the playoff game. My God, we'll never forget that one. And this is what's so hard. This was a defense that, you know, we felt really, really good about. I wondered if there was going to be a little regression just because, hey, it's another year in the system. Teams are going to be knowing what you're up against. And obviously having Miles look like a part-time player right now, that is a crusher. But we thought that we had enough on that defensive line that they would be able to kind of come at you in waves. And that just really hasn't been the case.
The defensive line you're talking about there? Yeah, I mean, the defense, I can't sit there and say it's an unmitigated disaster unlike anything we've ever seen. They gave up 20 points yesterday. They just haven't been able to put up 20 points in 4 weeks of football. It's never happened. The chance we thought it was going to happen, it got called back on a penalty that I still thought was a tight call to make. But, you know, I'm a Browns fan, so that's going to happen. But when you have a team sit there and talk all week that they were going to run the ball, Antonio Pierce, every time they stuck a mic in front of his face this week, he said he was going to run the football. And there's so many times in the NFL, this is what I was so scared by. I mean, made nervous. So many times you hear lip service from coaches. 99.9%, we're going to do this more. We're going to do that more. They hear what the fans are complaining about, or their PR people tell them what the fans are complaining about, and they get the questions from the media, and they say, we're going to do this more, we're going to do, and they really rarely do it. You kind of are what you are. I was so shocked to see a team that, in the first few weeks, really didn't try to establish a run, just pour it like they did, and run through you like they did, and really commit to running the ball. I mean, you saw one of these drives here. I mean, it's just Samir White the entire time. Left, right, then they get Tyreek McAllister involved. Then they got Mattinson involved, too. He had, like, what? He averaged 12 yards a carry? He only carried the ball 4 or 5 times.
And did we mention those running backs at all last week? That's what I mean. We're looking at these games on paper, and we're like, wow, the Browns have more talent than this team. But it's like guys you've never heard of, at least I've heard of them in college, but guys that most of our fans weren't really reciting, we got to worry about their running game and their running backs this week. You have to take that into consideration.
It's 10-0, beginning of the second quarter, okay? Browns are still on defense going over. At the beginning of this, 2nd and 9, White a draw. Then they threw an out. Then on 1st down, White stretched right. Then they threw it out. Then White again. Then McAllister. Then White. Then White on a draw on 2nd and goal. Then they had the end round with Trey Tucker, the kid from CVCA, where they did the quick reverse there.
Yeah.
And by the way, who handed the ball off to him? It was White. Like, they committed to the run. You rarely ever see that where they talk about it and then they're about it. And that's what scares me going, oh, God, if a team can just run like this who's not very good at running the football, if they can run like this, that means if my offense is bad, and this is why I'm very worried, Anthony, if my offense is bad, then teams can just get a score, get a lead on us, and then play keep away if they can run the football. That's what's scary. So there's a lot of things that make me nervous that, frankly, I'm not going to be able to even be calmed down until Rodney steps in tomorrow. That's it. Like, that terrifies me, because if my offense is struggling, my defense has to be that much better. And if I can't stop the run, that means that they can score 15 points, 14 points, I should say, and then just keep the ball away from us. And we ain't going to be able to get back in because our offense isn't good.
Well, and we're going to play teams that have a much, much better rushing attack than what we went up against yesterday.
Yes.